what is the best dhikr to do to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's two ways of answering this question. First and foremost is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Afdalu dhikri la ilaha illallah." The most superior dhikr is la ilaha illallah. Then you have subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And so la ilaha illallah, subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar incorporates all of that. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim adds that. So that's a very comprehensive collection there, number one. Number two, the most effective dhikr is the one that you have the greatest concentration in, the greatest sense of devotion, the greatest state of being, of entreating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that could be any dhikr, that could be anything that you do, salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anything as long as your heart is in it. And that's why generally what the good Sufis teach you is the method of doing dhikr, by making you do certain dhikrs in a certain state to get you into that level of concentration. Now in that you've got dhikr that is done by the tongue and you've got dhikr that is done by the heart directly. They're both effective. But generally speaking, the dhikr of the heart, if you can concentrate on that, is even more effective. Not to say you abandon dhikr by the tongue in that, it's just that the dhikr of the heart is more effective in the sense of being able to keep your concentration. Because when you're saying something by tongue, you say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, your mind can be all over the place. But when you're doing dhikr in your heart, then you know you're tricking yourself, because you're not really doing anything if you're not doing anything. Then you're either doing something or you're not, and you'll force yourself to do something, right? So both of these are very effective means. That's why the best thing is to actually do dhikr under somebody's supervision. And the best proof of this is that most people, they struggle to do it themselves. However, everybody should have a certain amount of dhikr and remembrance that they should do every day, whether that be through somebody's supervision, guidance and advice, or whether they are doing, you know, basic istighfar and subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa allahu akbar, wa la hawla, wa la quwwata illa billah, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. There's numerous of these. You have, it's best to consult someone and just pick one and then go with that. So I would say, if nothing else, then you do istighfar 100 times in the morning, evening, 100 times salawat on the Prophet, morning and evening, and then subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. This at least 100, 200 times a day, and some Quran reading. These are some of the best things that inshallah you can do.